今天选读的经文记载在新约马可福音1章14到20节。会众请聆听上帝的话。约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利宣传上帝的福音，说日期满了，上帝的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得了乳得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。耶稣稍往前走，又见西庇太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上补网。耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西庇太和雇工人留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。本周箴言，请大家连读经文出处，连续读两次。罗马书12:9-10，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常不世俗，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Jesus is choosing his disciples. He chose fishermen.
那耶稣在选择他的呼召他的门徒时候，他选的人呢是渔夫。
You see, he and only he is worthy.
所以只有他配得。
And yet he is also very patient. He is loving. He is compassionate, and he is gracious with us.
然而呢，他对我们也是非常有耐心，充满爱心，还富有同情心和慈爱。
And so when he raises up the church,
所以当他兴起教会的时候，
the church is actually supposed to be a place where those that are suffering,
教会应该是一个地方，那些有困难的人，
can be helped by their brothers and sisters to walk them to the cross.
可以呢，我们这弟兄姐妹可以帮助那些来教会有困难的人，能够走到十字架的面前。
To help them to see where their help comes from.
帮助那些人看到他们的帮助是从何而来。
To know that in our humanness we will all struggle.
要让这些人知道，在我们身为人就会有挣扎。
But the love of Christ that comes in and through us can help one another to bring those that are in need to the cross.
但是上帝的爱通过我们这个人能够流到这些人的身上，带领他们来十字架看到上帝的爱。
Meeting us where we are at and growing us to where he calls us to be.
所以他就在我们现在所处的境况来跟我们相遇，然后带领我们来到他要我们带领我们去的地方。
On to verse 17, and Jesus said to them, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men.
十七节说到了，耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
So now they will become fishers of men.
现在他们要变成得人的人。
And likewise in evangelism, we can strategize.
就像在传福音的时候，我们也是有策略的。
We can seek out the best time, location, even track the weather for certain events.
所以我们可以看看什么是最好的时间、最好的地点、什么是最好的天气来传福音。
But you're not guaranteed a salvation.
但是并不表示你一定会有人信主。
And yet, like the fishermen that they were, you cast the net into the sea anyway.
但是我们也就像那些渔夫一样，我们就把我们的网撒在海里。
Faithfully proclaiming the gospel wherever he sends and when he calls us to speak up.
不管上帝派我们到什么地方去，我们就很忠心的来传扬他的福音。
Because it's a part of who we are, and we simply respond to him.
这是我们身为基督徒的一部分，所以我们只是回应上帝对我们的呼召。
So we all know what happens in verse 18, and immediately they left their nets and followed him.
在十八节我们看到了，他们立刻就舍了网。
Now, think about this. How amazing is that?
你们看到没有？是不是很奇妙的事情？
They left what they were good at.
他们放弃了他们所会很会的东西。
What they were trained up in.
他们一直被训练的东西。
That might have been some type of conviction of the Holy Spirit for them to get called and drop their nets and follow after Jesus.
一定是圣灵的一种感动，一种呼召，所以他们才能够放弃一切，然后跟从耶稣。
Might we pray that the Holy Spirit would convict us with such a passion?
所以我们是不是应该要祷告，希望这个圣灵也同样给我们同样的感动，我们可以来这样子来有热情的跟从耶稣。
One that pushes us past our fears and our doubts.
这样的热情可以让我们胜过我们的疑惑和惧怕。
One that moves us away from our way and into His way.
帮助我们能够不再走我们的道路，而转向走上帝的道路。
One that moves from building our kingdom to building His kingdom.
这样的热情让我们从建造我们的国度转而建造上帝的国度。
Getting down to verse 19, and going a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in the boat mending the nets.
在十九节，我们看到了耶稣稍往前走，又见西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上补网。
We have another instance of two brothers. This time, they're helping dad prepping the nets and cleaning.
我们看到了又是两个兄弟，对不对？他们在帮助爸爸。
And it says in verse 20, and immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him.
耶稣随即呼召他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇的工人留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
First off, I know in our Asian culture, we imagine how could this actually happen?
这个我们在这个亚洲的文化当中，说想想怎么可能发生这样的事情呢
？Imagine how much I would get scolded if I left my dad in the boat.
我爸留在船上，你知道我会被大骂一顿。
Following after another and leaving our father in the boat, but all kidding aside.
我就是跟从一个不认识的人，然后把爸爸留在船上，是不是很可笑呢
？How crazy of a picture is this?
这是不是很疯狂的一个画面呢
？And you see, the lesson for us is not about leaving your livelihood or leaving your family behind.
但是呢，这个我们学到的光辉，并不是说放弃你的工作，或者是放弃你的家人。
Rather, the question for us is, what is it that we are placing our trust in?
重点是我们到底是信靠什么东西，什么人？
What is it in this life that you are more faithful to than His word, His truth, and His call upon your life?
在我们的生命当中，有什么是比遵从耶稣的呼召还有带领更重要呢？
Because those are the nets that we get tangled in.
因为这些只要我们看得比耶稣更重要的东西，就是会缠累我们的网。
Those are the nets that we need to put down and follow him.
所以这些东西什么在缠累你，我们就必须要放下这些网子来跟从耶稣。
To go after him.
就是跟从他的脚步行。
Literally following in his steps, going after him.
就是跟从他，跟随他的脚踪行。
You see, when the words in the Greek say to follow me,It's actually a pursuit aspect of going after him.
所以当这个在说跟从他的时候，就是追随他的身后这样走。
So last night in the youth group, we were playing a game of tag.
昨天我们在那个青少期，我们在玩一个游戏。
And as soon as you tag someone, you have to run away.
你碰他一下，然后你就要跑走。
And you see, that's the aspect of going after someone. You are pursuing them.
所以你就是在追着这个人。
It's not like when you say, kids, come.
也不是说过来过来。
And they go slowly and this way.
然后就过来。
Yeah. No, this is pursuit. They're chasing after you.
追着那个人来跑。
It brought back to mind a picture of how many of us have ever seen a picture of footprints in the sand?
我现在想到一幅图画，沙滩上的脚印，有多少人看过？
Kind of an older picture.
是一个比较老的图画啊。
In fact, I think that the same salesperson sold it to everybody.
我在想是同样那个推销员来把这个图画推销给每一个人。
I remember when I was in first grade and this man knocked on our door.
我记得我一年级的时候有一个推销员敲我们的门。
And then about 5 minutes and $5 later, my dad had a picture inside of our bedroom.
五分钟以后，我的爸爸花了五块钱买了这幅图画。
And it was a footprints in the sand.
就是沙滩上的脚印这幅画。
And if you know the poem, it's a beautiful picture, and it's really a sense of Jesus carrying us.
那如果你知道这首诗的话，是一个很漂亮的图画，是讲到耶稣这样抱着我们走过。
But as I grew up and I would be at the beach, I would start to really look at actual footprints in the sand.
那我慢慢长大了，我到了海滩的时候，我们就看到了海滩上的脚印。
And God brought about the thought that, especially if these footprints in the sand were those of the one that you love.
那特别看到的是那些脚印，是我们所爱的人的脚印。
One that your heart longs for.
就是你心里所关心的人的脚印。
And so, you know,Now I can even look at those pictures that I think of back in my high school and college days. And I think of now even following after my kids, if their footprints are in the sand.
所以我现在看到想那些脚印，有时候会想到高中的事情。现在我看到也看到我的自己孩子的脚印。
Maybe it's my wife's footprints in the sand.
可能是沙滩上是我太太的脚印。
You see, but back then, what Jesus showed me was,You see my footprints in the sand.
那时候，那幅画让我想到的是我自己的脚印。
And what do you do when you see my footprints in the sand?
如果你看到这个脚印的话
，You see the thing is that what God showed me back then was that the footprints in the sand only show us where He was.
我们其实这个沙滩上的脚印是耶稣的脚印，我们看到的是他曾经走过的。
But our true desire is to be where he is.
但我们真正心里所想要的是要在他现在在的地方。
And so I will follow those footprints all the way through the sand. But what if it leads to a place where it becomes a paved path?
那如果我跟从这个脚印，然后就到一个地方是变成一个岔路口，怎么办？
Do I just stop?
我是不是停下来？
Or do I think?Where has my Lord gone?
那是不是我要停下来想一想，我的耶稣到底跑到哪里，走哪一条路？
And I do my best to use the knowledge that I have to continue to pursue and go after him.
然后我就用我自己所有的知识来选择耶稣可能走的道路来追随他。
I may call out for him.
我可能会呼叫他。
But my heart desires to be where he is.
但是我的心所要的是他现在所在的地方
，not satisfied with where he was，
而不是在于他所走过的路。
And the thing is that for some of us, we feel too busy to journey.
对我们来说，有些人觉得自己太忙了，没有时间去走这条路。
We're so busy that we just think, well, if he would show up right in front of us, okay.
那我们太忙了，我们想说，如果耶稣现在就在我的面前给我看，那很不错。
I'm not saying that he won't.
我并不是说他不会来显现给你看。
Because he did that for the disciples, right?
因为他对于这些呼召门徒的时候，就到他面前来呼召的。
He showed up right in their midst.
他就是在这些门徒面前来呼召他们。
But you see, while he helped them in their unbelief in that moment,
在那时候，他帮助了那些门徒他们的不信。
They eventually had to grow to trust and follow his lead, even when there were no footprints to follow.
那这些门徒呢，在不断的成长当中，最后呢，虽然没有脚印，耶稣的脚印的时候，他们还是会跟从他。
Jesus told them to wait for the Holy Spirit.
耶稣告诉他们要等候圣灵的到临来到。
And Jesus ascended into heaven.
然后耶稣就升天了。
The disciples didn't just watch and stay there.
门徒们并不是只是在那儿，然后就看着。
Oh, now what do we do?
那现在我们怎么办呢？
They did what they knew.
他们用他们知道的方法来做，就是怎么跟从耶稣。
You see, they were no longer following his steps, but knowing his heart and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they went after him.
所以现在耶稣没有脚印了，所以他们这些门徒不再跟着他的脚印走，而是明白上帝的心意，而且有圣灵的带领。
You see, we don't have to be the next Billy Graham.
我们不需要是下一个格里汉。
But each and every one of us can be freed from the nets that entangle us.
但是我们每一个人都可以从缠累我们的这个网当中呢被释放出来。
We can begin to proclaim His truth as He leads us and guides us.
我们可以跟着他的带领来宣扬他的真理。
Living out His truth in our lives for the world to hear, to know, and to see.
在我们的生命当中活出他的真理来，让世人能够听到、知道还有看到。
And the fruit of the transformation that He does in our life can then begin to take seed and begin to bear fruit in the lives of others.
所以他在我们生命中所做出的改变，所做结出的果子，我们可以把这个种子撒在别人身上，让他们也能够结出美好的果实来。
And so I want to close us this morning with the watchword from Romans 12:11-12, and it says, "Do not be slothful in zeal." Be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer.
最后我要以今这个礼拜的本周箴言来做结束，在罗马书12:11-12说到，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告。
So the encouragement is this: don't get caught up in the nets of this life.
所以我对大家的鼓励是，不要被今生的一切所缠累。
Let's drop the nets.
让我们放下这些缠累的网子。
Turn from our way.
转从我们的道路。
And go after Him.
转向耶稣的道路，跟从他。
Amen.
Amen. 我们一起祷告。